In this week's episode of Movies a la Queer, we will be covering Tales of Us, which was brought to us by the very well-known band Goldfrapp. But the first thing I think about are Frappuccinos, and I think I would have preferred that. Queers, welcome to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez, and today we are talking about Tales of Us, a film written and directed by Lisa Gunning, and it was produced by Alison Goldfrapp, which, if you guys should have known, is the lead singer of the band Goldfrapp. Now, this film was produced and released in 2013. And honestly, the cast list is pretty long, but I'll talk about the first ones that I can even pronounce. We have Alyssa Bell, Laura Donnelly, Clemmie Dugdale, Alison Goldfrapp herself, Ashley Martin, Jed Sharlow, Aruna Shield, and Daniel Wolfenden. Now, this is a 30-minute film. Tales of Us follows the characters, which are also from her album, Tales of Us. And the characters are Stranger, Laurel, Joe, Drew, and Annabelle. Now, after the different stories are shown, the film follows with a live recorded performance of Goldfrapp and, may I add, her amazing band. Now, the themes in this film kind of are, which I have collected anyway, are definitely of love, loss of love, self-identity, self-loathing, insanity, and I think a lot more, murder. I mean, at first I saw it in the AMC Empire in New York, and as I watched the film, I wasn't too sure about it. Now, on the way home on the transit, you know, I liked the film a little more, but I was still kind of, oh, did I really like it? And then as I think about it now, the images that I actually witnessed from the film are actually still on my mind. Now, do I like it? We'll see. My favorite tracks in both the film and the album are definitely Stranger and Annabelle. Now, I won't reveal any spoilers, I promise, but let's just say as dark as Stranger sounds, it is. As far as Annabelle is concerned, now that it was very touching, and I did not expect Lisa Gunning to take the direction that she took with this track. It was aesthetically beautiful. But as always, we do have our cons, and there were some unclear messages in the film that I didn't quite understand this. And now, for those that have been Goldfrapp fans for years and decades, I beseech you, and you guys are awesome, but I would like to know if you guys can just share with me, whether it's on Twitter or through email, what those tracks meant in the rest of her film or in the other, you know, tracks in the album Tales of Us. I would love to know. But in the film, just so I don't spoil it for some people and those that have watched it already, I didn't quite understand some of the other plots in there. Now, for those that have watched it, there was a threesome involved. Can you guys tell me a little bit more about that? What exactly did you get from that? I would love to know, and I would love to share your insights, so please tweet me on it. Overall, the film was worth watching. I mean, during the live performance, we mostly saw the amazing work from the band. I mean, the room was full of musicians that, to this present day, I'm still kind of wowed because they were just that great. The passion that they had in their music, they were so into it, and it was live in a way that, you know, you kind of felt that they were really, really, really trying to do their best work. But we also saw some really awkward shots. Then there were times, yes, in the performance that they did some mistakes. Now, of course, this is live. So when we are watching a concert, from the concerts that I've watched, performances that were live, you know, there are some mistakes, but there are ways that you can cover it. Now, I didn't find it helpful that the camera actually zoomed in on, you know, one of the lead guitarists working on the, you know, on the amplifier, you know, as he was trying to fix it. I mean, why couldn't the camera cut to seeing Allison sing again? Like, there was just some little minor weird shots that we got to see that were a bit awkward. And I think that, you know, yes, some people may say you know what? That is, you know, that is what makes it raw and real. And that is what kind of makes it a real performance. But to me, as someone that was trying to focus on the actual performance, the actual song that was playing, it actually distracted me away from the performance. Now, this film was worth watching again, so it was worth it, and I'm making it my first film to be rated under the new Movies a la Queer rating system. Now, for those that have been listening to Movies a la Queer, thank you for sticking around, and it is similar to our old, you know, 1 to 5, but with a twist, and I decided to change it because, you know what, it's a new year, I would like to kind of keep reforming Movies a la Queer because it's only going to get better from here on out. And this film, I am giving it a meh. Honestly, it's a 3.2. And why? Well, it had a good plot and it was memorable, but I can only give it this fair rating since I really honestly didn't love this film. Now that wraps up this episode of Movies a la Queer. And if you have any film requests, you can email me at moviesalaqueer@gmail.com or follow and tweet us at Movies a la Queer for all updates and on future episode releases. Oh, and don't forget to share. If we stand together, we'll get far together. My name is Sarita Ramirez, and I thank you for listening. Bye.